Good morning, good evening, good night to anyone who's listening to this. This is Spirit Speaks, which is a podcast dedicated to honoring all the downloads, all the guidance, all the tools that Spirit, God, the universe has given us. It doesn't matter what walk of life, how old you are, what faith you follow, Spirit is always speaking. And this is a reflection and a meditation on exactly that. So today I want to talk about something that is a very hot topic in the spiritual community, and that is sex magic. This is a practice, and by my own definition, is a practice where you utilize the euphoric state or your heightened energy to push your reality into something that you more so prefer. This can be used for anything. So let's talk about this. My personal experience with sex magic has been very interesting because it's only been with myself. Because I actually have been celibate for a year now. And if we're gonna get candid and honest, I'm trying to figure out how much exactly I want to share here, but fuck it, let's do it. I did not start having orgasms until February of 2019. I don't know. I'm shrugging my shoulders right now. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what they were doing. I just thought I was always one of those people who just couldn't orgasm. Ever. And I began to be complacent and just like whatever, and kind of putting myself on the back burner when it comes to what I want sexually for so long. So long that I completely isolated my womb, almost isolated her in the way that I kind of told her that she didn't matter for a long time. And it wasn't until my awakening that I started understanding the laws of the universe, and I started understanding how energy works and how intention works and how you can use this like amazing energy from an orgasm to get what you want out of life. And I'm gonna give y'all specific examples of shit that I got from my own sex magic. But when it finally happened, it happened after I started meditating seriously. For those of you guys who know, for those guys who don't know, I've been into spiritual practices since I was in middle school. My mom used to take me to Buddhist temple every week like it was church, and we would meditate for an hour and things like that. But me not really knowing the like true way of letting go of your thoughts and being still and being calm, I wasn't really tapping into the things that I tap into now when I meditate. But when I had my awakening last year, you just start realizing everything. You start realizing how the universe works. And after I was meditating and, you know, sitting with my ancestors and doing all these things, one day I was like, oh no, sweetie, this is not gonna work. Like, I was like, this is not gonna work. I don't know what the hell's going on here, but what's going on? And so literally one time it happened. And when I tell you guys, the energy that was pushed out and was continuously pushed out from February till about 4 or 5 or 6 months after was ridiculous, because it was all this backed up energy that I was not utilizing that was just sitting there unattended to, ignored, put on the back burner, all the things, okay? But once I figured out how to do it, not even figured out, but allowed myself and given myself the care and responsibility and the intimacy, given myself that intimacy to do that. My whole life, I don't want to say it changed, but low-key, it fucking changed, because I was then able to use all of that pent-up energy to get specific things. And that is sex magic, using that euphoric state, using that energy to obtain certain things, obtain certain goals, to bring things into fruition. So let's talk about it. So in my opinion, sex magic is all about concentration, and it's all about knowing exactly what you want before you go into it, and it's about having the tunnel vision to really focus on exactly what you want at the peak of orgasm. And I know that sounds, it can be kind of unsexy depending on like what you're trying to manifest. So specifically for me, the beginning of this year, from January up until May, I was studying for the GRE, applying to grad schools for the fall, and trying to figure out what I want to do as far as, do I want to get a master's in public health? Do I want to get a master's in biomedical sciences? Do I want to get a master's in biomedical anthropology? Applying to all these programs, but I knew one thing. I knew that I want to be accepted into all these freaking programs. I don't care what my GPA is. I don't care what my GRE score is. I don't care who is better than me. I am going to get into every single one of these programs so that I can have the choice to decide where I want to go. And y'all, when I tell you, every single day up until from February, probably until I think I got my last acceptance in May, every time I orgasmed, masturbated, I thought exactly that. I will be accepted into all of these programs. And looking back on it, I'm really trying to figure out how the hell I was still aroused thinking about fucking school. I'm really trying to figure that out. But that is what I did. And all of it came into fruition. Now, I use sex magic along with manifestation techniques, along with knowing that everything of the internal is reflected on the external, meaning that when I would go into these interviews with people, I was prepared. I had a mindset of, bitch, y'all want me. I might even not take y'all. Y'all want me. And coming in with that confidence, it made them think the same thing. And it landed me in the program that I'm in now, which is super competitive to get into. Only 4 people were accepted this year. And I say all the time to my friend, I don't fucking know how I got here. Like, I do, but like, it's like, I really wasn't that qualified in the sense to be here. But all the magic that I put behind my intention and working with my own energy, I was really able to push this out and push it out in the way that the universe had no choice but to, okay, well, sis wants this, so we're gonna give it to sis. Like, really, that's exactly what happened. And this is one of the very few, you know, small examples of ways that people have used sex magic to bring things into fruition. And the reason why this is so efficient and accurate and it really gets the job done is because your vibration, right, your mood, how you are, you know, your aura, things like that, directly influences what you attract, who you attract, and what is happening into your life, what you're manifesting into your life. So if you, at the heightened state, which the orgasm is, I would argue it's probably the most heightened, happiest, euphoric state that we can experience as humans, often comparable to other things, I'm sure, but if you at this heightened state are thinking, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen, I'm so grateful for this happening, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen, you're visualizing it happening, things like that, you are projecting and pushing out this image of what you want your reality to look like, and what you want your reality to feel like, and what you want your reality to be. And if we are constantly manifesting, and your manifestations are stronger, or your manifestations come into fruition faster when you are in a high vibration or high energy state, then truly the universe has no choice but to shoot that right back at you. And I am sure, 100% positive that with a partner, the choices are endless. I mean, the possibilities are already endless, but with a partner, you are not only using your own body, you're using the body of someone else, the energy of someone else, the projection, the thought projection, the manifestation powers of someone else, of you both thinking one thing at one time, coming together in union, and really projecting that thought out into the universe, that the universe truly, 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 truly has no choice but to give it back to you. Sex magic is all about intention. It's all about knowing exactly what you want. And it's all about being focused. Focused exactly on your goal and what you want from your reality. And let me tell y'all something. In any point in time, right? That you are, I'm gonna use masturbation for an example, because masturbation is all I know. I don't even know what sex is anymore. But if you're masturbating and you're thinking about something, or you're thinking about someone, there have been times, I kid you not, where I'm doing it, whatever, and I'm thinking about someone, and I'm like, okay, this is someone who isn't really that good for me, but you know, this is let's just go with this. This is what's doing the job right now, whatever. You're thinking about that person, you're thinking about doing it with that person or whatever, you're thinking about being with that person, you're thinking about what if this person was doing this to me right now, da 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 da. You have to be really, really, really careful with how you use sex magic, because in the same way you can manifest things that you want, the same way that you can manifest things that you are trying to make happen in that moment of orgasm is the same way that you can manifest things that you honestly don't really want. For example, if I'm thinking about that person and the energy is high and I manage to keep focused and keep that thought of that person all the way up to climax and further, there have been times where even though I have blocked this person's number, I have completely wanted them out of my life. If I do that and I accidentally do sex magic and thinking about this person, there have been times where they have found a way to contact me that day within 24 hours. And I kid you not, you have to really be careful with this shit, because this is no joke. Part of your awakening, and when you, you know, understand spiritual concepts, is you understand that you're constantly manifesting your reality, you're constantly projecting into the universe what you want, what you want from the universe. And if you're thinking about something, the universe doesn't really know if you want it or you don't, but if you have your focus on it, if you have your mind on it so heavily, then of course it's gonna bring it back to you. You're honestly giving it no choice but to bring it back to you. So this is just a warning as well as an upliftment of sex magic and know how powerful that shit is. I also really want to talk about the importance of having sex with people who you trust, people who respect you, people who appreciate you, because just in the same way that you can manifest things with other people and sex magic and coming into union or coming together in union with someone, if that person's energy is not the best for you, if they don't look at you the way that you want to be looked at, that energy is not only being transferred to the universe, but it's also being transferred to you. And specifically for women, it's being transferred inside of you, it's being transferred in your womb, and it's embedding this thought, this idea of who you are and what you deserve into your womb space, into that energy center. And I know a lot of people were really against like people talking about sex demons and people talking about soul ties. And I know I put a video on YouTube out a while ago about sex magic and, or not sex magic, but about celibacy and the transfer of energy during sex. But the truth of the matter is, nowadays we're in a space where there's a lot of female empowerment, there's a lot of sexual liberation, there's a lot of like liberation of things that were once taboo, especially when it comes to women and women's bodies and women's voices. And I'm all for this, and I'm all for this movement. But I think it gets a little bit dangerous when we're starting to tell women that it doesn't matter who the person is, it doesn't matter what the person thinks of you, if you want something, get it from them. And yes, if you want something, get it from the person, but in the same token, in the same way that you would only be friends with someone who thinks that you're a decent person or who thinks good thoughts about you, you kind of have to use a baseline standard of who you choose to share your body with. And I'm really not trying to get hot tub. I'm really not trying to get like super spiritual, I guess, or whatever, like whatever negative connotations there are behind keeping your sexual energy sacred. But there needs to be an emphasis on self-respect, and there needs to be an emphasis on being careful. And I'm not saying women who have a lot of sex with a lot of different people don't have self-respect, but there are people who are susceptible to listening to this rhetoric of fuck anyone who you want to fuck and do whatever you want and using it in a toxic way. And I think sometimes it can be hard for us to be introspective and really dive into that and think, okay, is that me or am I really using it to empower myself? I think all of us, or a lot of us, have gone through a whole phase, me included, where you just don't fucking care or wherever. But how do you feel after that? How do you truly feel after that? Versus how do you feel when you have sex with someone who you actually like? Because, and who actually likes you and feels a way about you and who is really attentive to you and your body. Because I know, and I know I'm not the only one out there, you can have mediocre sex with someone who you have a great connection with versus someone, you know, having great sex with someone who you don't really have a good connection with. And you can still be craving that mediocre sex because of that connection that you felt. Because of that union that filled you in some way, not just physically but spiritually, because you were able to exchange the energy of that person who thought highly of you, who even loved you, who took care of you, who knew your body, who took the time out to be attentive, versus someone who maybe didn't really care. and just happen to be really good at sex. So I think it takes a little bit of introspection and it takes a little bit of self-reflection to understand, how exactly am I using my sexual energy, and how exactly is it benefiting myself and my spirit and my energy, and what is it doing to me? How do I feel? How do I feel after I have sex with this person? How do I feel? And sometimes it's hard because you might not even really know how you feel. You might not even be fully there, but you might notice things about how your body reacts or how your moods or something fluctuate, and you don't even know that they're related, but they are. And I can go in so much more about that, but it's so important then that when doing sex magic, you know, I'm not saying you have to be in a relationship with this person. I'm not saying you have to be in love with this person, but this person should have a good idea of you. They should have a healthy amount of respect for you. They should be in some way grateful for this sexual experience. And I think that's what makes good sex. So I wanted to uplift that, and I wanted to uplift this topic, and I wanted to discuss it. Sex magic is something that is useful for so many different walks of life, whether you are trying to manifest a soulmate, if you are trying to manifest good grades, if you're trying to manifest acceptance to grad school, if you're trying to manifest something, using your energy and using your energy at that heightened state can really allow you and help you along into making your thought, your vision into a reality. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Feel free to share, and I'll talk to you soon.